This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norm Shuley, Senior USA Prepares Instructor. Dr. Shuley, I don't know if you got the email yet. Has it arrived?
Our computers are not talking at the moment.
Okay. All right, well, maybe I can tell you what. My email to you has a link to Tractor Supply, and it's called, they call it Dumor, D-U-M-O-R, Special Calf Milk Replacer, 50 pounds. And here are the ingredients. So this is probably what you're looking for. Dried whey, protein-modified soy flour, dried whey protein concentrate, dried skim milk, animal fat preserved with BHA and BHT, lecithin, calcium carbonate, dicalcium phosphate, xanthan gum, vitamin A acetate, vitamin D3 supplement, vitamin E supplement, thiamine mononitrate, ascorbic acid, calcium pantothenate, niacin supplement, riboflavin, biotin, sodium bisulfate complex, source of vitamin K activity, folic acid, vitamin B12 supplement, calcium silicate, selenium yeast, choline chloride, manganese sulfate, ferrous sulfate, zinc sulfate, copper sulfate, cobalt sulfate, I can't pronounce this word, but that's most of it.
Well, it doesn't sound to me optimal as a supplement for milk, but maybe halitosis is better than no breath at all.
And what are your thoughts about BHA and BHT as additives to food?
Possibly okay, but it sounds like a lot of substitutes and just not the real thing.
Okay. Dr. Shuley, I was reading a story about Gavin Newsom, governor of California, tested positive over the weekend because he got COVID-19. Now, fortunately, according to his press release, he has been double boosted. And he still got it. Huh. Isn't that amazing? Double boosted, telling everybody to get boosted. He's done all the things that he recommended, and he still got COVID.
Yeah.
And he's going to be... Any comments about that, Dr. Shuley, being injected with COVID-19?
It's why I won't take the booster or the beginning. You would have to shoot me with the gun to get that vaccine in my body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. So and we talked about this, Dr. Shuley, in the past, over the last couple of years, and And let's go through this one more time with the class. So when stay-at-home moms were with their children, you know, before they went to school, or even when they were in school, if one of the children in the village, the neighborhood, if you will, got chickenpox, they would have a chickenpox party or a measles party. And they'd invite all the children. They'd all get it. And that was their small dose of chickenpox or measles. And the idea was to build their immune system. So to build their immune system, they got it. So if this is a, if COVID-19 is a bioweapon, and we are getting immunized against COVID-19, the bioweapon, doesn't that mean we are getting an injection of the bioweapon? Isn't that what that means? Am I confused? You know,
but I don't trust anything that any of the companies say.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's just too secret.
I agree. We've got David with us in Illinois. Welcome, David.
Hey, how you doing? yeah, still here.
You know, David, most people I know are sick.
Hey.
Most people, I'm serious.
No, I know people, and that's what I was going to tell you real quick. The people we know that actually go to your home, but they're up north, they got all the vaccines, they got sick the first time, and now they got COVID again. You know.
Dr. Shuley, let's just ask the obvious question, Dr. Shuley. Doesn't that absolutely positively mean that the vaccines don't work? That if you people who have gotten the vaccines, alleged vaccines, get COVID,
right,
like Governor Newsom, doesn't that mean that they don't work? I mean, not only did he get one, he got three. Three jabs, and he still got COVID. So who in their right mind would get the vaccines, right? Is that right?
I'm not taking it.
Okay. David, back to you.
I was, you know, we're dealing with my wife. You brought up this medicine the last time I called because we're having concerns about it. Metformin. Now, her levels came out to 7. I assume that's not super high, but they immediately put her on this that metformin. Now, aren't you supposed to monitor that after they put you on that?
Well, it is the standard drug for diabetes. Personally, I would not take it, but
right,
there's a dozen things I'll take other than metformin.
Well, the thing is they put her on this, told her she had to be on it. So she took it for a while, but her cardiologist, heart doctor over at Brentwood, they want to know what her levels are. I don't know. Doctors never tested me. She even called and they said, you don't need to. So she finally stopped taking it. she's trying to find a better way, a better option that's more natural to take. I mean, we bought talking blood pressure monitors and glucose stuff for her to make sure we check her levels and everything. But she wants some because they're not even checking it. And apparently they're monitoring us because the pharmacy even called and they're like, these people watching you guys, they want to know why she's not picking up the metformin now. And the sad thing is, when that happened to me before and they called us like that, I wound up in the hospital for a week, and my sister died, and everything. And I'm like, we should rather find a better way, you know, an all natural way to do it. And there was some plant or a tree or something that started with an M. I'm not sure what supplement, but they said it works really well. But I don't remember the name of it. I figure you may know more about it.
Well, my favorite is Gymnema. Gymnema Silvestra, 400 milligrams 3 times a day. That's okay. The most powerful herbal that I know to safely reducing blood sugar.
Mm. And she don't eat a lot of sweet foods or anything. It's just she's, I guess, tiny and, you know, so I guess, but The other people said that level's not that high, and she only checked it once, that she should have checked it again and never have, you know, which is kind of strange, but, you know.
David, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Did I hear in those words that you used, not exactly mentioned, but did I hear that they are monitoring the level of the drug as prescribed to make sure you're taking the drug? Is that what I heard?
They're making sure we pick it up and we're taking it. Somebody's monitoring us again because they called the pharmacy and wanted to know if we've been in there to pick the medicine up. And if no, why, if they knew why. And that happened to me one other time before. But they actually called the house, and there's like they're asking all kinds of strange questions of why she ain't get this and pick it up, and, which is weird, you know. It's not the doctor's office. We don't know who it is.
The secret police.
Dr. Shealy, as a medical doctor, is that part of a protocol that you're aware of where if you prescribe something that if one of your patients does not go to buy it, that you get some kind of a message, whether it be on the internet or a telephone call or something that says that your patient, Joe Dokes, has not taken or picked up the prescription? Do you get that kind of a message?
Never, ever.
Like I said, this happened to us before, but with me. And they actually contacted me while I was in the hospital, and I didn't know why they didn't know I was in the hospital, but they actually asked me if I still had some of the pills, if I could go take a couple of them at that time. And the guy that was in the room with me, he's like, who in the heck is trying to get you to take medicine plus calling this late at night? Because the switchboards were closed. And they called me at 12. We checked the time. It was 12:34. You know, and like I said, my sister died at the same thing with that same medicine. Right there, I didn't find out till I got out of the hospital. You know.
Wow.
My dad also was hospitalized for the same medicine, and I told him, you got the ability to take him in and check him. And he must have, because then he didn't want to talk about it no more afterwards. He wouldn't tell me what was found about it. But they actually asked me if I still had the medicine while I was in the hospital. And I should take at least two of them because I missed the last dose. I didn't take it the day before. And I was like, this is crazy. This is weird.
David, are you saying that your sister died of metformin?
Not metformin. It was a different drug. Me, her, and my dad were put on the heart medicine. It was called lisinopril. And I even tried to talk about my doctor to it. When I got, because they didn't know why I was even on it. They said I shouldn't even been on it. I was suffering. It made me suffer from organ failure. They're getting ready to roll me into dialysis. And they're saying, who put you on this? But the thing is, they called me in the hospital room. And I said, how'd you know that there was a problem? They said, well, when you guys have an issue, we have a red flag that comes up where we monitor you. And I was like, okay. Yeah.
Big red flag. David, would you please stay with us? I'd like to discuss the Lisinopril a little bit more and get Dr. Shealy's thoughts on it. And, class, if you'd like to give us a call, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. New Gallant, Dr. Norm Shealy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, medical doctor. David's with us, USAPrepares instructor in Illinois. And, David, you mentioned lisinopril. I'd like to spell that for our class in case you want to look it up. L-I-S-I-N-O-P-R-I-L. Repeat. L-I-S-I-N-O-P-R-I-L. And, David and Dr. Shealy, I long suspected that lisinopril caused hair loss. I mean, literally, people who use it, their hair starts falling out. And here is at www.drugs.com. And the question was asked, has anyone had hair loss while taking lisinopril? Answer, yes. Before taking lisinopril, I had real thick head of hair. Since starting lisinopril over a year ago, I've lost at least 75% of my hair.
Man.
Next one. This is baldingblog.com. Does lisinopril actually cause hair loss? Recent studies suggested that some relationship between lisinopril and lung cancer, increasing its risk by 14%. Dr. Shealy, any comments?
Well, it's one of the drugs that I would not take under any circumstance whatsoever.
Okay. Do you think it's possible that lisinopril can cause hair loss?
Of course.
Okay. And okay, so, you know, it seems like, oh, just losing your hair. I mean, for some people, it's a real big thing. I've got a full head of hair. I'd certainly like to keep it as long as possible. And so the question, Dr. Shealy, is a medical question. What is it that is so toxic, or is this compound, chemical compound, so toxic to the body that the hair falls out? Isn't that a symptom of an on-the-surface symptom of something much, much, much worse?
Yes. Well, yes. You know, all these drugs are the number one cause of death. My favorite article ever appeared in a JAMA in July 2000 said that hospital drug, quote, errors were the number two cause of death. But Gary Nolan wrote a book that said it's actually number one. And I have weaned hundreds of people off the sildenafil and beta blockers and all the other crap drugs safely.
Hospitals are the number two cause of death? Cause of death. Is it? Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the number one must be government intentions.
Right.
That's got to be the number one cause of death. David,
I do not trust the government, period.
I do have a couple more questions to ask you while I have you on the phone. One, I'm going to ask about the thyroid medicine next, but does it matter when you take your blood test? Because one minute they're saying fast, and the next minute they're saying, no, it doesn't matter. So for Synthroid or your thyroid or the type 2 diabetes stuff that she's dealing with, does it matter? Does that affect the test results?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. I do know that the Sinopril works about 10% of the time in my experience, and I do not prescribe it in any circumstance.
Just to clarify, when I asked about the blood pressure medicine, that was due to, like, thyroid medication treatment or the type 2 diabetic. If your levels would be up higher, either if you did eat or if you did not before the blood test, if that would affect that. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I just know that the Sinopril and the Synthroid do not work well. Really.
David, if you don't mind holding it, I'd like to explain some of my results with Armour Thyroid versus I haven't tried anything else.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that anyway.
Yeah, I can. I'm not practicing medicine class, but I can give you my firsthand experiences based on Dr. Shealy's recommendations and protocol. I can share that with you.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Agatha was expected to fall apart over the mountains of Mexico and dissipate by Wednesday, but there is a small chance its remnants could emerge in the Gulf of Mexico, where it could become the Atlantic Basin's first named storm of 2022. U.S. Navy Command Master Paul McCrory on Fox News Monday morning.
Well, this morning there's going to be a tomb wreath laying at the Tomb of the Unknown. We also do a wreath laying at the U.S. Navy Memorial in the Capital Region. There's also a couple of parades that the all of the different service branch ceremonial guards will be partaking in. And it's all to pay tribute to our fallen shipmates and soldiers that have come before us and paid the ultimate sacrifice.
We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Astronomers are excited about the possibility of a new meteor shower on Monday night, Tuesday morning. In order for the Tau Herculeid shower to be visible, pieces of comet SW3 must be traveling faster than 220 miles per hour to enter the atmosphere. Republican Congressman Dr. Ronnie Jackson, speaking on Newsmax about the deadly shootings in his state of Texas, believes that a look must be taken at the moral decline in the United States as the root cause of such violent acts.
Well, the whole state of Texas and the whole country, for that matter, are mourning, what happened there. And our prayers are with them, and we're going to do everything we can from the state perspective and from the federal perspective to help this community heal, everything we can to make sure this never happens again. And I've said before, I really think we have to look at the big picture here and look at the root cause. And I think that we have to address the moral decline in this country, because I think that's a big part of what's going on here. We've gotten away from family and from God and from community. And those are things that we have to embrace again. And that's what made this country great and what made this country safe, quite honestly. I could have never imagined something like this happening when I was growing up in a town. It was roughly the same size as Uvalde here in Texas as well. But things have changed now, and our kids are exposed to a lot of stuff that it's harmful to them with video games, these violent video games that they're exposed to at a very early age. And I've said before, some of the lyrics and the rap music and stuff that they listen to is not healthy, and we need to address this kind of stuff. This is what's causing a lot of these problems.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, my first-hand experience with thyroid was, of course, I've listened to Dr. Shuley's advice, as you have on the air, and I've heard him say many times that if your oral temperature is less than 98.6 degrees 2 or 3 hours after you have arisen in the morning and, gotten up and moving and, doing part of your routine, if your oral temperature is below 98.6, you are hypo or underactive. You have an underactive thyroid condition. That's what I heard. And I talked to Dr. Shuley about this privately, and he prescribed for me Armour Thyroid. I'm not practicing medicine class. I'm just telling you my results. And I took the 60 milligrams as prescribed once a day before eating, and it worked great. My energy level improved, and I felt great. But then, after a while, after a few days, I was in overdrive. I was idling at 120 miles an hour. So I asked Dr. Shealy if I could cut back, and he said, sure. So I cut back day after day after day. I slowly weaned myself down to the point where I weaned myself to zero. My oral temperature now is 98.6, 2 or 3 hours after being moving around, you know, awake and moving around. So it absolutely worked. And for me, Dr. Shealy, it seemed to me that it jump-started my thyroid. Why I had the problem in the first place, I don't know. But I did have, you know, lots of x-rays, lung x-rays, and CAT scans, and, you know, visits to the dentist where they, you know, take these whole mouth x-rays. And, you know, I've asked for the lead collar, you know, each time. But they don't seem to remember that. You know, yeah, we can do that. I seem to have to ask for protection. I guess expedience is more important than safety. But those were my results, Dr. Shealy. Do you have any comments about how it worked for me? And that's Armour Thyroid.
Well, it worked obviously well. And glory be, you recovered normal thyroid. Most people don't, but hallelujah.
Okay, so am I alone in rebuilding the thyroid, Dr. Shealy, or does it happen, but maybe not as often as we'd like?
Very rare. Very rare. It happens, but extremely rare.
Okay. And all right, so to flesh this out a little bit more, Dr. Shealy, is it possible that maybe my unusual recovery is because of the rest of the protocol, which would be your youth formula, which is your vitamin C plus MSM, plus your Dr. Shealy's Essentials, which is your multivitamin, plus astaxanthine, plus D3, plus the PEMF device, plus the taurine, and the B-complex?
Yes.
Could it be
indeed
all of the above?
Yes.
All right, David, back to you. I do not want to hog this, but I just wanted to share a firsthand experience. I'm not making this up. This, you know, and that's what USA Prepares does, I believe, better than any and every other broadcast in the world. What we do better is we share our firsthand experiences all the time. Whenever we're on the air, we do that. And other people talk about the news and regurgitate the news that they can't do anything about. David, back to you.
Yeah. Now, I'm glad you brought this up. I've been trying to wait for the right time to bring this up for about a year. I monitor this this professor. He's a doctor, and he also works in the intensive care. But since COVID, he puts all his research and lectures that come across for on YouTube. So he actually, I don't know, I think it was the British Journal of Medicine. It was like last summer. And they did a study on all this thyroid medicine. And what they found was most people may have one level off, and the first thing their doctors do is just throw them on this thyroid therapy. And they found when they studied a bunch of patients, they were able to go off it. They didn't even need it. It was just one level for whatever reason triggered off, and that's the first thing they went to was put them on a lifetime regimen for, you know, thyroid. Now, I had the same issue when I – read that article. He said, if you're going to do this, try it for 6 months. You know, this way it'll be able to notice the effect. But tell your doctor that you're wanting to do this. Well, I did it, and my blood test results came out whether I took the medicine or not the same, which is weird.
David, to flesh this out for Dr. Shealy in the class, the medicine that you took, what was it?
I take Synthroid. I didn't know at the time that they had the all-natural one that you're referring to, Armor. They tried a different one that's, oh, gosh, I can't remember the name. It's really generic. That thing just made me all, my, and none of my levels were right on that thing. You know, never. Didn't matter what I did. So yeah, they put me on Synthroid. I've been on Synthroid.
Well, in my experience, about 90% of people on Synthroid do not have normal thyroid function. And I switched them to Armors.
And that was going to be my goal if I have to continue it after blood work comes out this time. That's a little off, Rod. I was going to request, you know, to get to be put on that instead. Because, yeah, you're right. Whenever it does act up, it seems like this one level may be a little off. And now, if I remember right, the doctor said that's one of the levels that you can't actually test. I mean, it just, the way he explained they're linked together and what one does the other, it's been a while, so I can't get in. You would know more about that stuff, Dr. Sheely would. It's been a while since I seen the article.
Well, to ask the question that the class probably wants to know the answer to, Dr. Sheely, is this the simplest way to find out if your thyroid is acting properly or not? The oral temperature, is that the simplest and fastest and least expensive,
yes,
and easiest
absolutely
way? Okay.
Well, I have to say, yeah, that makes sense because my blood pressure, my temperature was always 97.6. All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hypothyroid.
Well, okay, David, that's, you know, I wrote down the numbers during the break that I was going to share with you. And my numbers were at a low of 97.1 to a high of 97.6, the same number you just mentioned. 97.6, and it was straightened out immediately. I mean, within a day or so. I'm thinking within a day, really, of taking the Armor Thyroid. I believe it was within a day. I could be wrong. It might have been 2 days, but it was real fast. Does that seem about right, Dr. Sheely?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that explains why my temperature was always low.
Yeah. And you know, I've talked to a bunch of people since Dr. Sheely trained me on this concept. And I've talked to a bunch of people, and they say, oh, yeah, my temperature always runs low. They think it's normal to be in the 97s. They think it's normal. Because when they take their temperature, it's always low. But they haven't put together the link between the fact that they don't have any energy, they feel lousy all the time, and their temperature being low. They haven't figured it out. They just think it's their temperature is normal at 97.1. Dr. Sheely, any comments?
Yeah, hypothyroid.
And Dr. Sheely, then, could you share with us, what does the thyroid do? What is its function? And when it's not working right, what are the symptoms?
Well, this lack of symptoms, you have normal energy. When it's underactive thyroid, you don't have normal energy, and you have a low temperature. One or more degrees below normal. And the simplest way to tell whether you have normal thyroid is body temperature once you've been up several hours. Now, everybody wakes up a little bit cooler than normal, but it's not normal to have a thyroid, a temperature below 98.6.
Okay, so to be clear, did I hear you say that when you wake up, it's normal to have a slightly lower temperature, but as you as you start moving around, your temperature increases, and that's normal. And also that if you have low energy, that is an indicator of hypo or underactive thyroid.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right on.
Okay. All right. And then, so the next question, Dr. Shealy, for the class is about this. So when a person is hypothyroid or has underactive thyroid condition, are they less likely to get up off the couch? Are they less likely to be productive? Are they less likely to engage in activities that would be beneficial to themselves and to others? Are they less likely to do everything if they're hypothyroid?
Absolutely.
Well, it seems like a great way to kill the entire country, doesn't it? Just make everybody hypothyroid.
Yeah. Here's one other thing I found when they released that that research. I started checking into looking at people's experiences with thyroid medicine. Most of them are all having problems. But here's the thing that bothered me the most: once these people got diagnosed right away that your thyroid's not acting properly, they gave some of them options to have it removed, to disable and basically kill the thyroid. They say you go in this big room, they put this radiation pill through there, you take it, you got to stay there. So, and they killed their thyroid off because of one bad result on a test. And I'm just shocked that they would do that, something like that.
I agree with you. It's not good medicine.
Are you building a house or a boat for the ark or something? He's good.
Sounds like Leroy Jethro Gibbs.
Rain, but
sounds like Leroy Jethro Gibbs' basement. He's got that. He's building that boat in the basement.
Okay. Oh boy,
Dr. Shealy. This is normally we don't talk about politics, but I think this is worth discussing. So after 21 people were killed, which was an absolute tragedy in a Texas school, the president and his roommate, Jill Biden, descended on Texas, and they met with Governor Abbott at the school location. And the governor, who's in a wheelchair, was booed. It's unbelievable. The news report said that he was booed. And it was exactly the opposite. They got it wrong. It was Joe that was booed.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shin, I had a quick question for you. Over the weekend, I was talking with a dear friend, and this friend had been involved at the college level, the higher institution learning level, for most of this person's life. And I mentioned that, you know, it's like, what are you up to? I said, well, I'm writing this book, and it's called 5-Minute University. And this person took quite exception to me referring to my book and the website and what we're teaching as a university, because we're not accredited. She said we're not accredited. And I said, oh, yes, we are. By me. I accredited us. And I said, so what? Who are these other guys? Where do they get the authority to start accrediting people, right? I mean, so we're going to, you know, we're accredited ourselves. And so she wanted a copy. She wanted to see what some of the lessons were. So I sent her just two chapters. One chapter was your home is the section, but just one little chapter is the location and the land of your home. And in this section, I'm just taking a quick look, there are 168 lessons involved that you can learn in 5 minutes or less, 168 lessons of just the land that you're going to be regarding the land of your home. And then there, another one is called Using the Family Car. That's another chapter. And that has, that brings us up to 285. Then if you use all the lessons regarding the cars that I've written so far, it's 402 lessons. And so she said, wow, this is really kind of complete. So my question for you, Dr. Shealy, is, am I off my rocker saying that this course of study, which teaches things that are not taught in school, is a university based on the Latin derivation of university, which is really, as far as I understand, the community of teachers and scholars. Am I right or not?
As far as I could tell, you're right.
Okay. Okay, so I'm proceeding with five-minute university class, and the lessons, and what are the lessons? Well, you just heard one about hypothyroidism. Dr. Shealy just taught that class, that lesson on hypothyroidism. So what I maintain up until this very second, and still do, and can plan on continuing to do so, that we are teaching things that are not taught in school, period. And when have you ever learned about hypothyroidism in the public training camp? When?
Unlikely.
I'd love to hear about it. I don't think all MDs know about hypothyroidism, because they don't discount a fluoride in the water as skewing the tests. Is that right?
Absolutely right. It's stupid. Okay.
David, back to you.
Quick question.
Sure.
Now that, like I told you, I follow this professor, and they just came out with research. What they've been monitoring as it happens live, but the people in the hospital that they treated did not treat the fever up until 102 or lower. The large percent of them, their bodies fought off the virus way quicker than anybody they treated the temperature right away. So my question is, when is it good to start trying to take something to reduce your fever versus your body's building up immune system to fight off whatever you're dealing with?
Well, probably true. But, when the fever reaches 106, it can cause a lot of damage.
Right.
I think what David's question is, there are mild fevers, 99, 100, 101. At what point do we take steps to reduce the fever? Like a cold shower or a cool bath or aspirin or ibuprofen, or at what point do we want to reduce the fever?
Definitely at 104.
Okay. And what about some people say they have a fever and they'll consider having a shot of alcohol, maybe two, and then get under a blanket and sweat and sweat and sweat, and by morning, all fixed. Have you had experience with that?
I have no experience and plan on none.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Dr. Shealy, any final comments?
Keep the faith, baby.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to coming out and seeing that garden. David, thank you so much for calling in. And sharing with us your questions and your wealth of knowledge. Dr. Shealy, thank you for sharing your wealth of knowledge. We'll see you next week.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.